The Ministry of Defence, Government of India, is inviting applications from eligible candidates for various Group C civilian posts on a direct recruitment basis through Central Recruitment Cell located at the Army Ordnance Corps Centre, Secunderabad. The available positions include Material Assistant, Junior Officer Assistant, Civil Motor Driver, Teleoperator Grade 2, Fireman, Carpenter and Joiner, Painter and Decorator, Multitasking Staff and Tradesman Mate. With a total of 1,229 vacancies available across different categories such as General, EWS, OBC, SC, ST, Ex-Servicemen and Persons with Benchmark Disabilities. The pay scales range from Level 1 to Level 5 as per the 7th Pay Commission. Candidates must submit their online applications within 21 days of the opening date, as indicated on the online portal. Note that only online applications will be accepted and no offline submissions will be processed. It is crucial for candidates to read all provided instructions and eligibility criteria before applying. For further details, the application form and additional information are available on the official website application. Kindly go on to https://mod.gov.in. Sikkim University has extended the application period for the post of Internal Audit Officer, which is available on deputation or contract basis. The original advertisement was published on August 28, 2024 and has been extended for an additional 15 days. Interested candidates can apply online through Samarth portal available on the university's website at www.cus.ac.in. The new deadline for applications is December 6, 2024. This is a valuable opportunity for individuals looking to contribute to the university's financial oversight and compliance. Armoured Vehicles Nigam Limited, AVNL, a unit of Government of India under the Ministry of Defence, is seeking applications from Indian citizens for fixed-term contract positions at the AVNL Institute of Learning located in Avadi, Chennai. Currently, there is vacancy for the position of Young Professionals, HR Generalists, with a total of 4 posts available. The selected candidates will be engaged on a full-time basis under a fixed-term contract with a minimum basic pay of 40,000 rupees per month. AVNL, as a prominent defence public sector undertaking, PSU, specialises in manufacturing battle tanks and other defence mobility solutions, offering a great work environment and challenging opportunities for professionals looking to contribute to the defence sector. Interested candidates are encouraged to submit their applications as per the specified guidelines. Kindly refer to the website, that is https://abnl.co.in. The Central Tax, Central Excise and Customs, Thiruvananthapuram Zone, is inviting applications for the recruitment of meritorious sportspersons as per the guidelines notified by the DOP and TE. This is an excellent opportunity for talented athletes to join the Central Tax and Customs Department. Various positions available include Tax Assistant, 2 vacancies, Stenographer, Grade 2, 1 vacancy, Hawaldar, 2 vacancies, and Canteen Attendant, 2 vacancies, with respective pay scales as per the 7th CPC. Interested candidates can download the application form along with necessary annexures and instructions from the official website of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs. The last date for submitting applications is December 20th, 2024. For candidates from northeastern states, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep and Jammu and Kashmir, the deadline extends to December 27th, 2024. Candidates are advised to carefully read all terms and conditions outlined in the notification before filling out the application, ensuring all required documents and certificates are attached to avoid rejection. Kindly go on to the website, that is https://senexcisekochi.gov.in www.bio.gov.in/circulars. The Biotechnology Industry Research Assistant Council, BIRAC, a not-for-profit section and public sector enterprise under the Department of Biotechnology, Government of India, is inviting online applications for the position of Principal Consultant, Biomanufacturing Retainership Basis. There is one vacancy available for this role. Interested candidates can find detailed information regarding the qualifications, experience, eligibility criteria and pay scales on the BIRAC website. Kindly go on to https://www.birac.nic.in. The ICAR, Indian Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi, is also recruiting for various positions under the Clean Plant Program, CPP-IARI. They are looking for 2 research associates, 4 young professionals, 2 and 2 lab assistants in the Division of Plant Pathology. Applicants can find comprehensive details and submission guidelines on the IARI website. The deadline for applications through email is December 15, 2024, with interviews scheduled for December 20, 2024. Be sure to check the websites for any updates regarding these opportunities. Kindly go on to the website https://www.iari.res.in. The Government of India, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has announced a corrigendum regarding the recruitment for the position of Joint Director, Farm Information in the Directorate of Extension. The last date for submitting applications has been extended. Interested candidates can now send in their applications, complete in all respects within 60 days from the date of publication of this corrigendum in Employment News. For full details of this vacancy, kindly visit the department's website. Kindly go on to www.agriwelfare.gov.in. The Institute of Secretariat Training and Management under the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pension, Government of India, invites applications for the position of Deputy Director, Economics and Planning, on a short-term contract basis through deputation. They have one vacancy available for the position, which is classified under Pay Level 11 as per the 7th CPC. Eligible applicants include officers from the central government, state governments, union territories, universities, recognized research institutions, public sector undertakings, autonomous organizations and statutories, or semi-government entities. Interested candidates are encouraged to submit their applications, detailing their qualifications and experience before the deadline. For details, kindly refer to the website. That is https://www.istm.gov.in.